This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And there you go. It's that time again. It is Wednesday, the last day of the month, by the way. Happy Halloween, October 31st. I'm JW. We've got Dr. Turlop standing by. Remember, Turlop Chiropractic is a service here in the area to help you with all your health needs. You can give them a call at 352-666-2222. Make your next appointment with Turlop Chiropractic. Find them online, drturlop.com. That's drturlep.com. And of course, this is a show about your health. It's your vitality. And of course, it's 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlop. And that show begins now. But let me give you a phone number just real quick in case you have a question. We've had several questions within the past couple of shows. 352-796-7272, 352-587-9952. If you have a question for Dr. Turlop, how's that?
There you go.
You agree?
I'm sitting here for the next half hour. I'm delighted we're to just answer gonna, just about anything.
We'll be quiet. We're not going to say a word until we get a call.
It's like, no, let's not do that.
Right.
That means I actually did all the stuff that I actually have to say. I'm just going to have to be quiet. I'll sit here like a kid on my hands, squirming, and I won't be able to handle it.
I don't think you're possible of being quiet.
I don't think that actually, you know me too well.
I know your wife.
You know, exactly. I get it. So happy Halloween to everybody. It's a kind of a cool day, kind of fun, right? And we talk about removing interferences. All that candy may prove to be a little bit of a problem to our health. But hey, have some fun. It's one day.
Well, we buy it for the trick-or-treaters, not for ourselves.
Exactly correct. Never pilfering into that at all. Never. So when we talk about, like we do every week, when we say that 30 Minutes to Vitality is all about removing interference, right? The body's innately created to express vitality.
Okay.
We remove the things that we don't need, or we add the things that we do. We remove those two types of interference, and the body will do what it does.
That's right.
And it'll give us vitality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one of the things that is an interference that we kind of need to remove and address is actually some of our household products and habits, which is kind of an interesting thing to think about. Because most of the time, when I don't know about you, when I was brought up and I would walk in and my mom was doing laundry, and I could actually ride my bike up into the driveway and smell dryer sheets from the driveway, right? There are times today, my neighbor who is, you know, 150, 200 feet away, right? Actually, I'll go out to get in my car and I'll smell the dryer sheets that are there. You walk into the house and smell Clorox and, you know, and you go, oh, clean. The bathroom's going to be really clean, right? And those things, we've been kind of trained and inundated to think of those smells as sometimes being a clean smell, a good smell that means that things are fresh.
Right.
Okay. And it's just the weirdest thing on planet Earth because, trust me, I grew up in the same, thinking the same thing and doing the same stuff. But what the current research is actually showing is it's not actually true.
Really?
Yeah. The EPA has actually even come out with the Environmental Protection Agency, our federal agency, has come out in the last several years and done indoor air quality testing and all that kind of stuff. And what's really weird is the average American home can be anywhere from 2 to 10 times more polluted indoor than any outdoor air pollution ever thought to be.
Really?
Yeah. Think of that number just for a minute, because we hear about air pollution and all that kind of stuff, but our indoor air quality will actually tend to be, say, on average, 5 times more polluted than the air outside the house.
Okay.
And that's really weird when you stop and think about it, right?
Yeah.
And it's when it's kind of easy to figure out, especially here in Florida, where we run air conditioning all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You and I are sitting inside here in the studio, air conditioned, right? And, well, air conditioning, if we were constantly bringing in outside air, it'd have to be one exceedingly potent air conditioner to chill 80, 85, 90 degree air that's 70% humid, right? To remove the humidity and chill it and bring in fresh air all the time.
Yeah.
So the air actually, that's what we have, return vents.
That's true. Yeah.
Right? And so it recirculates all the time. And especially in today's new construction where the houses are significantly more airtight to be more energy efficient.
Okay.
Right, which is, energy efficiency is an awesome thing.
Right.
Right. But unfortunately, what happens is it then keeps that air that we've got in there. If there's a problem, it stays and it stays and it stays. And so while it's recirculating in the house, you and I are recirculating it as well through our lungs. And then through the lungs, it gets into the body itself.
Mm.
All right. So what kinds of things are hazardous when it comes. One of the biggest things that we have today that is a problem is this fancy thing called VOCs.
Okay.
Now, some people might have heard of VOCs. There's a whole class. I mean, so many different things. It's amazing. But VOCs are probably the number one problem. And those are volatile organic compounds.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so VOCs are typically the things that give us the stinks that we tend to like. They're synthetic odors and stinks that we tend to think of as clean and fresh.
Yeah, but they're organic.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, it's organic. Oh, you know, I've never even thought of that.
Yeah, right.
So they are not, in the terms of being organic, meaning non-pesticide, non-herbicide, and free from chemicals. These are actually an entire class of chemicals that tend to go from a liquid form, and they become vapors, and they tend to actually get into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they become, and they react with other stuff as well, and it becomes particulate matter, and it creates all kinds of weird stuff.
Okay.
Right? And that's even from the bottles that we have, right? You get your household cleaning bottles, right? When you walk down that aisle in the grocery store, and you walk down the cleaning product aisle, and that smell you get when you hit that aisle, that literally is VOCs that are leaching out, that are coming out of those sealed bottles.
Incredible.
So that's what you're actually seeing. Right. So when we take it and we then take that bottle and we open it up and we start spraying the stuff all over the kitchen or spray it all over the bathroom, we start to think of it as clean, but those VOCs are actually all over the place and we're inhaling them, we're getting them in our skin, and we're creating other issues. But what kind of issues do those VOCs create?
Well, I can imagine cancer would be one of them.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Unfortunately, it is. Right? It is. It's pulmonary problems. Yeah. It's long-term loss of lung function. And it creates on the skin, the immediate reactions. People can get immediate skin stuff where they get psoriasis, they get irritations. Asthmatics will tend to have respiratory problems. You know, where people who go into somebody's house and go, oh, I'm having a hard time breathing. And it's because of the level of VO. House looks gorgeous. It looks really clean and it smells fresh, but you can't breathe because the VOCs are there.
Okay.
And VOCs are used in glues. They're used in carpets. They're used in the pads of the carpets. They're used in paints.
Yes.
It's used in all kinds of stuff. So today we know that, and you can actually buy VOC-free paint.
Yeah, I know we have. Yeah.
Right? Or if you're going to repaint, you want to like make sure that you're going away, or it's a new house that's being constructed. You want to make sure that it's painted, and they can leave the windows up every day when they're working so it airs out for a month before you move in.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy stuff when you stop and you look at it. Now, is it just some temperamental thing that I'm coming up with? Well, it's just a university, and I won't get into the name of it because it's in Norway. Right, in this Norwegian university, did a study not too long ago that was looking at people who are using just standard household products.
Okay.
And they were looking at people that actually only used a bottle of stuff that would have VOCs in it. And I won't get into name brands.
All right.
But just think about just about any name brand cleaner you have has VOCs in it.
Is it going to mention it on the back?
I guarantee it.
Is it going to say contains VOCs?
Well, they have other chemical names. They fall under the class of volatile organic compounds.
So you probably want to look for the ones that say
benzene, formaldehyde. There's a whole huge numbers of them that fall under that category.
Okay.
All right? And in certain glues, et cetera. Right? But they looked at those chemicals, and they actually found that people who actually are just spraying one time a week with one cleaner and cleaning the bathroom with this stuff one time, that's it. Right, over the course of 10 to 20 years, we'll actually have the same loss of lung capacity as people who were smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
For that same period of time.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
I mean, that just is like crazy when you think about it. I'm cleaning my bathroom and I'm using, and we all tend to get a favorite thing we like to clean with.
Right.
Oh, I really like that because it works really well on the tile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really great on the kitchen floor.
Yep.
So that's the one, and you tend to buy the same one over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That seems to be the classic case. And when we do that, we just that one time, that one substance, we're spraying it. And you do it for a long period of time. We do it once a week. A lot of people clean once a week. You have that weekly cleaning day, and you take the 3, 4, 5 hours, and you clean the house.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's, right? And you lose lung capacity as if you smoked a pack of cigarettes every day.
And then you get smokers that are cleaning, and they're going to double their...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So if you looked at actually the rate with which ladies, particularly ladies who actually stay at home people, right, and clean the house, tend to actually then they're there and don't have housekeepers or anything because they're home and they're taking care of the kids or whatever it is, cleaning the house. You're doing a great housekeeping and homemaking,
right?
Those ladies will tend to have such significant rates of other diseases, beyond the standard population.
And most women are the ones cleaning.
Unfortunately, that's exactly right.
Wow.
And so you'll see homemakers actually will tend to have lung cancers, breast cancers, all kinds of diseases, and not just like 10 and 20% increased rates. Mm-hmm. We're talking 60, 70, 80% elevated risks of these diseases, and it's because of the household cleaners.
But you're going to give us some good news, right? We don't want all bad news.
There is good news, because most people literally have the stuff you need in the house already.
Right.
Right, to make sure that we're doing this correctly.
Okay.
So easily and amazingly effectively.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure that we're watching how we are, what we're cleaning with.
Right.
And then we get the guy who actually, and a lot of us do it. We'll call, and it's Florida, right? We tend to have roaches and spiders and critters and
I was going
to
ask you about
earwigs and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff that tends to, silverfish and do it on the whole litany that tend to, come in the house and they get all over the place, mm-hmm. right? And they become a problem. But then we invite the pest guy, not only to treat the outside of the house, but then he'll come into the house and spray your baseboards, and you'll get the warning. Don't let the kids or the dogs near the baseboards, so it won't be dry for 60 minutes or 2 hours or whatever, and then you're good to go.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Forgetting again, I just sprayed that in your air-conditioned house, and it's a mist, it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So it's landing on your coffee table. It's landing all over the place. It's getting in the air, and we're recirculating, and maybe dry on the wood. And now my wood is toxic because that residue stays there for a long time. And some people have a guy out every month or 2 months, right, to spray and do the stuff. And then heaven forbid, then he takes the powders and junk and he takes off your light sockets and he's spraying stuff inside the plates and on your light switches and underneath the refrigerator and drilling little holes under the cabinets and putting it under there, right? And we've got this toxic environment where all this stuff is all over the place in recirculated air.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be nearly so bad if your windows were open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd be circulating in less polluted air from the outside into your home.
That's true.
Which, believe it or not, is a simple strategy to help combat this.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nutty. And it doesn't have to be that long. As you get a cross breeze, and almost everybody can say, if I open up my master bedroom window and I open up the one in the kitchen, oh my goodness, we get this cross breeze through the house. It's crazy.
Blow out all that nasty stuff.
And it only takes 15, 20 minutes.
But it doesn't collect on the screens, though?
What?
All that, the particles that are in the air, because you got the screens on the windows. You open up the windows.
Outside?
No, inside. If you're opening up the house and it's blowing it out.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
And again, when you clean your windows, when I clean my windows, I do it, then we take the screens off and they get rinsed off.
Right.
And you clean and you wipe in the window sills and stuff. No, that I would love that all that stuff would collect on your screens.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And not stay in your house.
Like a filter. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
That would actually be a preferable thing. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a simple strategy.
Yeah.
And people that we've actually get to do that, to remove this type of interference to our body's expression, right, will actually report after they start opening the windows 4 or 5 days a week for 20 minutes, will say, wow, it's amazing how nice that is. I feel so good. And you go, just do it for a few weeks and see the difference in how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And people, almost every time, will come back and say, that's incredible. I didn't realize that would make me feel so much better.
Oh, yeah.
And is it just because it's fresh air? No, I'm telling you, because the EPA says you're anywhere between 2 and 10 times more polluted than the outside air.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing fresh air in, you're getting less toxic load on your body, and you feel better.
Right.
Pretty simple.
It is.
Right? And it doesn't take that long for the house to actually, cool off again as well. And in our house, we usually tend to do it in the morning, right? And open up 15, 20 minutes and open up the windows. And I can see in my mind's eye, see which windows create the cross vent, right? And it blows through and it freshens it up and it's great, right? So, but there are cleaning products that you can use, and literally everybody has it in their kitchen right now.
Okay.
Right? A couple maybe not, but it's amazing that you have them now. So white vinegar.
Yeah.
Right? One of the best cleaning, we'll talk about how you could use it as well.
Okay.
White vinegar is terrific. Baking soda.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lemon juice.
Okay.
All right. Really? I mean, how simple is that? The other two that are not, those three, literally, you could clean the whole house with baking soda.
Okay.
White vinegar and lemon juice.
Okay.
I can do the windows. I can clean the bathroom. I can get the mold off. I could do all kinds of stuff with those three substances.
Wow. Even mold, huh?
So even mold.
Wow.
Right? Which is kind of incredible, right? When that lemon juice comes in handy.
Right.
Right? And it does an amazingly good job.
Uh-huh.
Right? The other things that we like to add in our house are actually using pure orange oil.
Right.
Not synthetic stuff. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, most of them are synthetic. They even look orange. because they put orange coloring in it and add another chemical that makes it orange, right? And people who actually go, and most of the synthetic ones you'll know are synthetic because they're actually thicker.
Okay.
Right? You'll put them in, they'll say, oh, it's concentrated, only use a little bit, you dilute it, excuse me, mm-hmm. and it's thicker.
Okay.
All right? A pure orange oil, a real orange oil, doesn't have much of an orange tint to it at all.
Okay.
It'll be very light, almost yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it orange, but that'd be stretching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's thin. It's almost as thin as water. Right? And super, super concentrated.
Okay.
And it will, you use that straight, I can get just about anything off of anything.
Great. Wow.
Right? Put a little bit on a rack. Right. I can get just about anything off of, you name it, I'll get it off.
All right.
Right? But we use it actually to clean with,
mm-hmm.
And we'll dilute it. You're usually 1 to 10, sometimes 2 to 10, right? So use a 20% solution, put it in a bottle, give it a little shake, spray it up. Smells fantastic. Mm-hmm. And actually is antimicrobial as well.
Mm.
So it'll actually kill bacteria and viruses and all kinds of cool stuff as well. Pretty neat.
Just this orange oil.
Just orange oil.
Wow.
Yeah. And it actually will help repel bugs too, believe it or not.
I was going to ask you, because we have a problem with ants, you know, these little ants that come in. And we don't want to treat them with pesticide.
Sure.
We want to try and treat them organically.
Yep.
So you're saying orange oil.
So it can actually facilitate that a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
And in that situation too, a little powdered borax will do wonders for those little ants as well. Right. Which is an amazing thing. Okay. The other thing that we'll like to use is pure pine oil.
Okay.
Now that one is harder to find. And you'll have to find it online almost every time.
So it's not pine sol.
Not pine sol. Pine sol is completely synthetic, right? If you want to get real pine oil, now that is the darkest green. It's almost black.
Oh, wow.
And it also is like water.
Yeah.
Very, very thin. And the pine smell is over the top amazing.
I love
that. You want to have clean floors.
Yeah.
Right, 2 capfuls of that in a bucket of water will clean your floors, and your house smells amazing, and it's completely natural and will never cause you a problem.
You want to take a quick phone call?
I'd love to.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. You're on with Dr. Tim Turlip, your 30 Minutes to Vitality. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tom and LeCanto. I'm so happy to listen to your show.
Hey, Tom.
You mentioned, great. Thanks, WXJB. This is a great service. You mentioned opening the windows. Well, I have a little problem here.
Okay.
Extremely sensitive to smoke. In fact, if someone smokes a cigarette 100 feet away, it bothers my sinuses.
Sure.
But now with the fall, people are burning their leaves, and I can't keep my windows open. I have a HEPA, a high energy particle
the filter system.
Filter. It doesn't even help. The smoke from the leaves, what can we do? I'm going to buy one of those respirators or something.
So... Boy, I get that. Mm. Well, there are other filters that are out there that aren't just HEPA. HEPA is a mechanical filtration. And HEPA can come in different sizes, and it goes down to very tiny microns of size that it will filter particulate matter out of the air. And can be really helpful. What you might find, and if you'd like, actually, if you drop me an email, I can get you the names of a couple of units that will probably be much more facilitative that will actually incorporate HEPA. But then you also want to make sure that it actually is incorporating activated charcoal and possibly a very safe ozone generator in it as well at a very level. You have to be careful with ozone to make sure it's not a machine that exceeds what's safe.
That's so, the O3, isn't it?
It is indeed, but it has to be the right one. So you get a filtration system that combines HEPA with a touch of ozone, with activated charcoal, and you'll find that will help a great deal with that period of time that you can't open the windows and the doors.
Great. I just wish the neighbors would be more considerate. I have a 20-cubic-yard dumpster here. I put all my branches in there and have Mike pick it up and take it away.
Sure.
But I don't know why these people burning all their leaves and things.
I know. I understand, and it just seems to be one of those things that we don't have to join them, but I don't think we're going to beat them.
Great. Thank you again for the great show.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Right. Bye.
Thanks. Now, how can he email you, by the way?
Oh, forgive me. I forgot to say that to Tom.
Well, okay. He's listening.
So, if you just hit the website, drturlip.com, mm-hmm. drterlep.com.
Okay.
And there's the little tab that says contact us.
Okay.
And that always comes to my personal email.
Okay.
I love it. And everybody who sends me emails, thank you so much because I get those. They come to me personally, and I answer each one individually.
Cool.
All right. So, Tom, if you'll send that to me as well, I'll get you the names of a couple of units that'll do a great job for you, okay?
D-R-T-E-R-L-E-P.com.
.com.
There you go.
Okay. So, that's the two other substances. We mentioned the pine oil and the orange oil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which are really great. So, if I'm going to use vinegar, right? Mm-hmm. Just like with anything, white vinegar, please don't use apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar. You're going to get a sticky, gross mess on your hands.
Red wine vinegar.
Don't go here, right? Please just use the white vinegar, all right? And again, think of it, just the more I need to clean, the stronger I want the solution.
Sure.
All right. Uh-huh. So usually, again, vinegar water can actually, again, 3 parts to 10, a 1/3 solution is a very potent cleaning agent.
All right.
It'll clean like crazy. And if you actually add in the juice in a bottle, we all can imagine in our mind's eye that quart-sized spray bottle with the grip, right? So if you put in, 1/3, 25 to 30% of vinegar and the juice from 1/4 to 1/2 of a lemon, it will smell fabulous.
Mm.
It will clean like crazy, right? And you'll never have a worry about, am I going to cause pulmonary problems? Am I creating a cancer risk for myself and my family? Mm-hmm. And again, we think of having our children. One of the doctors in our facility just had a new baby boy. Congratulations, Dr. Stuckey, if you're listening, shout out, right? And a new little guy, healthy, bouncy, happy guy, right? So here he is, just a tiny little guy. And if we're using all these agents and he's laying in his crib, and the poor little guy is breathing all this stuff, and he'll be at home with mom and dad from now till he's 18 years old, right?
Yep.
My goodness, that's 18 years if he's breathing that stuff here in Florida with the air conditioning that can create all kinds of problems and launch the poor little guy in a way that we don't want him launched, right? So it's really serious. So we make sure that for our children's health as well as our own to make sure that we're actually doing that. The other thing that Tom brought up a good point, just even changing the air filters in the house and I get it. Boy, I understand because most of us will have 2 to 5 of the little filters that we need to put on our air conditioning systems. Spend the little extra money and buy the better one, right? To actually filter out particulate matter from that.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because VOCs will tend to actually cause, I won't get into the chemistry, that doesn't matter, right? But will tend to cause the pollutants to congregate and creates particulate matter.
Right.
And those little fiberglass meshy ones,
right,
which I understand are very reasonably priced.
They are.
Right? The other ones are usually 3 to 4 times as expensive. I get it. But it is so worth that little bit of extra money.
Okay.
You know, probably cost us an extra $6 a month, right, to put in the better ones, right? But to actually keep the air quality just a little bit better in the house.
Okay.
Again, it doesn't fix it, but it will improve it dramatically. And if we go to using vinegar in the kitchen, the idea that we need to use antimicrobial stuff on the kitchen counter is a little silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy exaggerated the risk to us of doing that.
Okay.
But if you want to do that, the pine oil in a dilute solution is fantastic because it is pine oil is very antimicrobial. For those who really want to go crazy, I'd say, well, go ahead and get a 500 part per million colloidal silver solution and drop in 10 drops of that colloidal, I won't get into the dilution, what happens.
Right.
But it still becomes it's a super, super colloidal silver.
Right.
Is antimicrobial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it'll take that pine, if you just used, 1 or 2 caps in that quart, right, and then put in 10 drops of a 500 part per million colloidal silver, you have an antimicrobial solution that is fabulous. That will be completely safe if you spray it on your kitchen counter.
Right.
Okay. You won't have to worry. Is it safe for myself? Is it safe for my food? Is it safe for my family?
Okay.
Right? So we want to make sure that we're paying attention. The other cool, simple strategy, which is, it almost sounds, I don't mean to sound silly, but it really sounds that way, is plants. Because plants actually clean the air and they give off O2.
That's right.
Right? So if we put in lots of plants around the house, right, they will actually function to clean the indoor air in a dramatic way as well.
Okay.
Right? Everyone knows how you feel when you walk through the forest?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Feel better?